everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Knee Slapping K-Pop Podcast. I am Kayla, and today I am here with Sammy.
Hello.
And Maria.
Singing bing bong bong bing bong bong bing bong bong bong. That's it.
Okay. So we are here for more K-pop unpopular opinions, and this time these are our own opinions, so we have no one to blame for these except for ourselves.
But these are ours.
No shame for any of them.
Woo!
Let's be honest, this is the third episode we've recorded in the last, like, 4 hours.
I feel like that's the correct energy to bring to the unpopular opinions episode, so
there's a reason we left this for last.
There is. We got spicy opinions, but I feel like that is already known if you're listening to the podcast. So,
but these are our official ones.
Officially. These should not be that surprising, really.
No.
But they are unpopular in the grand scheme of K-pop, so here we are.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Yee.
Alright. You wanna start, Maria?
Yeah. Okay. NMIX is objectively JYP's most talented group, but they get bad music. Facts. This isn't wrong. Truth. Albeit, the music's been improving lately.
Music's been getting better.
For a group that talented, they should need to be getting better music.
Yes.
And I think that's a JYP problem.
That is definitely a JYP problem. Yeah.
Because JYP has generally some bad music sometimes.
Yes. Oh god, yeah.
And I don't know if JYP fully knows how to handle a group like NMIX that are very talented vocalists in the way that NMIX are a lot of the time.
Absolutely not.
And the music is definitely better than when they debuted. It took them a little bit to figure it out, but it's still a little bit weird. And I feel like they could be getting better music for sure.
Yeah. I mean, the latest, because, so we start bad with, like, your OOs and your Dice.
The worst, yeah.
We improve with, like, your Party of Clocks and your Love Me Like This.
Mm-hmm.
And then this the last comeback, which is the other problem I have with the recent JYP, is that there's too many pre-releases.
Yeah.
Because what was, because I know that, now I know that the title track was Dash.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then you have other shit.
We got Sonya Heartbreaker, we got Run for Roses, all before, and it's just like,
yeah.
And like, JYP is doing that with ITZY now, and with TWICE, and with JYP like, is doing that. This is just what we're doing.
The worst one was TWICE, which is where I thought we had gotten the comeback like 2 weeks ago, and then, what is it, One Spark or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
It just came out like a week ago, and I'm like, wait, this was the comeback?
Right.
Because he started doing it so much before.
It's so unnecessary.
It is too much. So that's another unpopular opinion. Stop doing this.
Stop with the pre-releases. True. Yeah.
But again, I think that the overall NMIX for this one, it did seem more cohesive than both NMIXes and TWICEs.
Yes, definitely.
They all have similar vibes. But I just want more for NMIX.
Definitely.
But I don't know if they're ever going to get it from JYP. So at this point, I just kind
of
I'll take
inoffensive music. Like, sure.
I prefer
I'll take
the
this from
music.
JYP.
Yeah.
All right.
Number two.
All right. One good high note doesn't make a song, and one bad note doesn't ruin one.
Yes.
That is true.
We've been saying this for years.
Yes.
One performance is not saved by the high note, and one bum high note shouldn't immediately mean that on a survival show, unless you're doing, like, again, if the one thing was a bum note, you shouldn't immediately lose if the other person was shit.
Right.
Which is what seems to happen anytime there's, like, a bum note in any survival show.
I know, because it's like the Mnet way is also you have to traumatize the person with it multiple times replaying the clip multiple times in a row.
Yeah.
Until the Mnet
way.
Years in a row.
Multiple years. We'll never forget it.
No.
I feel like our most notorious way we've talked about that is on Kingdom Legendary War with the Spark performance versus the Love Poem performance, where Spark had one bad note in it,
and was overall such a
and
better,
got
overall constructed performance,
literally a score of 0 for it, and I'm like, okay, that's like we're doing too much here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that did not like, invalidate the whole rest of the performance that was fantastic. Like,
this is truly the unpopular opinion. All the people that are in all of them.
All of them.
Yeah, no. Every single person in Spark is a better singer than the person in, Love Poem.
Yeah.
Infinitely, they are better singers overall. Are they less powerful singers?
Yes.
Yes. But are they better singers? Yes.
Yes, that's also unpopular. You don't
need to be a powerful singer, and by that I mean a belter, to be a good singer.
Oh, definitely.
Because I think the Icon singers are fucking phenomenal.
Oh, definitely. But
they're not belters.
Exactly.
But they're phenomenal. We love.
We love.
They thrive. All right.
That's the one that gets me the most mad. Is the one example like, where I'm like, I keep going back to it because I'm always mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
I will never not be mad about it.
Yep, yep. All right, the next one here. This is another one. It's not a new opinion from us. CLC and GOT7 were not horribly mistreated as groups. GOT7,
I agree.
For sure. Like, GOT7 even more than CLC.
People keep saying this, too, and I'm just like, where are they getting this from?
I think every K-pop fan, by every, I mean a lot of them, especially when they get into a group, you hear about the atrocities of K-pop, generally as an industry, much like any other industry, and, like, you almost get this victim complex of, like, well, my favorite, it becomes like a, like, trauma porn.
I know, like, it's a like, race well, my to the faves bottom,
were
yeah.
My faves were more mistreated than your faves, and it's like, no, they're all baseline mistreated, yes, but some of them to a higher degree, and CLC and GOT7 are more toward the baseline than they are to the extremes.
GOT7 especially. GOT7 is was so successful during their career. It's crazy that people are bringing them down with like BAP and stuff. It's like weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Comparing them to like the TS Entertainment situations. Right. But even with CLC, comparing them to like groups that got no new goo groups that have no comebacks and no money.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, CLC was given so many opportunities.
They were just not successful, and that's how it works sometimes, but, like, it's not like, they still got songs, though, and comebacks, and I feel like that they got more than what any other company probably would have given them,
given
their popularity.
Right now, just look at Cherry Bullet.
Yeah. Cherry Bullet's an FNC Entertainment, and, like, what even is going on with them?
I do still, they're like Limelight. Those two groups, I feel like, are in a similar situation to CLC, and they're being so much worse treated.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're in
it's more like FNC, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, and it's, and like, also look at, like,
with the Limelight, what is
Lightsome.
That other group?
Lightsome,
thank you. Lightsome.
Mm-hmm.
It and, just feels very, like...
And then, like, look at, also Goo Goo Dun with, and Jellyfish. Like, they just disbanded that group and gave, like, after having, 4 years of nothing.
It just felt very, like, everyone's trying to win the trauma Olympics.
Yeah,
here.
It's like, it's not bad, it's not wrong to say CLC was an underrated group, like, that's true, but mistreated is like,
mistreated is a
I
think they
word.
Gave them very consistent comebacks. They did seem to try to push for them. They tried to change up their concept to get more attention.
Did everything they could, like, because they let them have a couple of comebacks in each of the styles they tried,
right?
But just none of them hit.
Exactly.
And, like, you know, it's fine. And also, don't come at me with this. If they would have gotten Lovey and Rose, they would have been the biggest thing in the world.
No,
they wouldn't have. You know that. I know that. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. Them doing Lovey and Rose. Lovey and Rose as a song isn't the reason why that song is popular. It's because it was an IZ*ONE song. Like, it is. It's different.
But also, that song's extremely well written. But also because of its production, and that wouldn't have been the same production if you give it to CLC.
Yeah.
That would have had to change.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yep. Oh boy.
Just to say that before anyone thinks
right.
that. All right.
Next.
So back to Maria, I think.
Yes.
Back to me. Moving on to next one. Songs should be at least 3 minutes long.
Just saying.
Which they aren't as much these days.
They
are TikTok length. Reasons why I hate TikTok number one.
Minutes.
How they affect the music.
A lot of comebacks are getting to 3 minutes.
And well, 3 minutes. It's like a lot of them are skirting around the 250 something.
250 something. Yeah. If you just count, yeah. If you take out all the added padding.
Some B sides are getting down to 2.5 minutes, and then like we just saw that New Jeans by New Jeans, like 1.5 minutes. Like
yeah, but like New Jeans by New Jeans is like an intro, so you can't count that against them as like that's not a real song. Because like that this doesn't take into account intros and outros. Because those don't need to
those be are always like long. 1.5 minutes.
Those are always 1.5 minutes long. That's fine. I think this was becoming like a big thing. Like we saw with like in Hypen at one point, their title tracks were getting to like 2.5 minutes.
Yeah,
and they were phenomenal 2.5 minutes. They're great 2.5 minutes. But like bump it up a little bit. Give me like 20 more seconds.
Can I get like a full song length song again, please?
Yeah. I think we're getting more to a. I think this was, like, really popular, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think we are getting back to a point where, like, most songs are 3 minutes. Song structure's coming back. We deviated.
We need the song structure back, please.
But, like, there's a reason song structure keeps coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because it's good.
It's good and it works.
You don't reinvent the wheel. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. The wheel is fine.
Yep.
All right. We're flying through these. I thought these would be too many, but,
I think
this one's fun.
All of these are things we've said for the most part before.
True.
So.
Yeah. I think some of the later ones we haven't said.
Yeah.
Most groups started making worse music after appearing on Kingdom/Queendom.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That show
ruins groups.
With, like, 3 exceptions.
Yeah.
I think the exceptions are Icon didn't make worse music.
Yep.
I think Road to Kingdom was kind of almost an outlier.
Yeah.
Because that one, not because I think One Us is fine. I think The Boys was still okay until, like, full-on Kingdom happened.
Yeah, Kingdom, I think, was really... In between Road to Kingdom and Kingdom, The Boys were fine.
And I don't think it affected Very, Very that much.
Golden Child was just doing the same
Golden
shit.
Child was Golden Child. 2/TO1 had its own issues.
That's an Mnet Wake 1 problem.
That's an Mnet problem. Who else was on that show?
Pentagon was losing their goddamn minds always.
Oh yeah, it was like bad.
But
no
I think
one was.
Queendom
that.
Is I don't really know,
Pentagon is the one outlier of Road to Kingdom, where it's like that. Yes, that show took down Pentagon for sure. Well, yeah. It wasn't the sole reason, but it definitely
it was bad for them.
Yeah,
but like Queendom, original Queendom, I think AOA falls apart
immediately,
not for music reasons, for other reasons.
Yeah.
Immediately after that show,
mm-hmm.
Mamamoo. Takes a little bit of a turn for me after that show.
Yeah, I like Mamamoo music way less after Queendom for some reason.
It's kind of where he got more boring.
Yeah.
Oh My Girl at least I liked for the most part.
Oh My Girl is fine.
But Oh My Girl is the exception to the rule in most of that show, because Oh My Girl did good performances on that show.
Oh yeah.
Much like how SF9 is an exception.
Yes.
Because SF9 also did great performances on that show.
Yes, yes.
Who else was on that show?
Park Bomb.
Park Bomb was never good to begin with.
Bad. G-Idle had the Soojin situation.
The Soojin situation went downhill a little bit.
And then they had to take a big hit first before they came back.
And then, who else was there?
Who else was on?
Anyone else there?
Queendom.
Lovelies.
Lovelies disbanded like a year later. They had one more song and then disbanded.
One more song and then disbanded. So like that's not great.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. Yeah. And then Kingdom is really where you see it, because Stray Kids was bad but got worse.
Yep.
The Boys fell apart.
Yep.
B2B really fell apart, because I think that's where you got some weird internal conflicts, because half of them didn't want to be there.
Yep.
SF9 was fine. I think Icon was fine, but both of them didn't really seem to care.
Yeah, they were
like SF9 wanted to do good performances.
SF9 and Icon also came in 5th and 6th place on the show, so maybe the higher you placed on Kingdom, the worst outcome you had.
Fair enough, because then you see what's its
because it's the boys
went
ATs,
to shit.
B2B, yeah, ATs really went to shit.
Yeah,
like everybody went, and then
the
like
boys
I don't
really
know,
went to
yeah.
Shit. Yeah, Queendom.
And then on Queendom, Luna fucked disbanded.
Luna, whatever happened to Luna?
WJSN is in shambles.
Yep.
Who else? VV's is not good.
Yep.
VV's released a single this year that I actually liked, but they're not.
Brave Girls fell apart
again.
Soon after.
Yeah.
And Hyolyn was just thriving around, before yeah. and will thrive forever.
Yep.
Hyolyn, an independent woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it just felt very, like, there was so much going on that show. It's like, what do we do?
I feel like I'm missing someone really... from Queendom, too.
Who are we missing from... Kepler!
Kepler. Kepler's gonna disband this year, I think.
When are they?
Like, next year?
I think it's, it might be this, it might be this year.
It might be the end of this year.
Yeah.
Mm.
Kepler disbandment. They, this, oh yeah, July of this year is when they're supposed to disband. Yeah.
Mm.
And I was reading it 2024, I was like, oh, that's another year. And I'm like, no, that's this year. We're in the year 2024.
Absolutely. But yeah, no, it was just a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Too much.
And now Queendom Puzzle and whatever the fuck buildup is happening.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to count buildup, but it was so clearly given to us as a replacement for Queendom Puzzle, and I'm mad about it.
I don't know why we can't get more, like, why we can't get Queendom Puzzle.
I know, right?
I would actually be excited for Queendom Puzzle.
It's so annoying.
Hmm.
Unless Hui's on it.
Oh, yeah. Keep Hui off of that.
All right.
Next. JYP Entertainment should stop making bands.
Please.
Please. For the love of God, you gotta give up on the band. For the love of God. Gotta stop.
And before people come say, no, Zextraordinary Heroes is so amazing. I want them to tell me to get a haircut all the time. I'm sorry. They sound like shit. I'm sorry, dude.
And it's like half of their... The JYP strategy of building a band is... to just, like, look at their trainees and pick them. Like, their idol trainees and, like, be... Hey, you're gonna be in a band instead of an idol group like you've been here training for. Go. Like, hello?
And he's done it twice, it's worked neither
twice
time.
Twice now. It worked less good the second time, too. So it's like...
Because it's also that, like, you have to think that... Take FNC, who does bands as well. Their bands are... I think in, like, equivalent, like, a little less popular than their idol groups, but enough of an equivalent popularity that you think that this is the company, right?
Right.
They're within the culture.
They're a band company.
Look at JYP and look at the band's popularity compared to the idol groups. You'd think it would be, like, less so, but not so much less so that no one gives a shit.
Right. It's...
You know?
They don't know how to... I feel like JYP is too big of a company to know how to navigate the band mm-hmm. scene. Whereas FNC has been doing it for so long, they know how to make an idol band, and also keep them in, like, the indie band type scene if they need to be. Like, mm-hmm. they know how to handle that much more. JYP is too big of a company to know what to do with a band.
Mm-hmm.
They're bad at it. They need to stop. Gotta give up on bands.
Yeah. Alright. It just feels like a bad idea. It feels like nothing is... He's obsessed with it. Much like how SM's obsessed with the graduation system. Yeah. You know?
I know.
Alright. Maria?
Alright, next one.
Oh, we're is... back.
Oh, why is the button not working? There we go. Okay, FF9 should have won Queendom Legendary War. Also, I love those outfits, by the way. Love the outfit.
Yes. Here's the thing. We have a lot of Queendom opinions because we spent a lot of time thinking about
this
show.
Too much time of my life thinking about this show specifically, so.
It will haunt us till we die.
It will.
We'll be on our deathbed and we'll be thinking about it. I know. But no. That they should have won.
They should have won.
The best group on that show.
They were the best, and it's like they also won several of the rounds in terms of how, like, they voted. They won the second and the 3B. I'm pretty sure they won both of those rounds based off of group voting.
They won both of those, and they should have won at least two of that like three part round.
I know.
I will give them. Bum note spark. Yeah. I'll give it to him.
Right.
That love poem wins.
Sure.
There's no reason that that dance performance.
There's no way in hell that dance performance
should not have won.
There's no way in hell that dance performance loses to a bad cover of Wolf. And also,
and there's absolutely
the
no
terrible
that
shit
Dash
that Full Dash
loses.
Are you kidding me?
Are you shitting me right now? No, absolutely
it's insane.
Not. There's no reason.
It's insane.
That needed to happen. Mm-hmm. Absolute insanity. We hate it.
Do not enjoy that.
And then by far they had the best original song.
Absolutely.
With Believer.
Yes. But they were the least popular group on that show, so they didn't win. So that's how it goes.
And they lost badly. And then truly second place should have gone to Icon.
Yes.
By a mile.
We should have reversed the placing of Kingdom Legendary War is really what the opinion is.
We should have really just like 180.
Let's just flip it. Yeah.
Because honestly, who else goes down there? Like B2B's down there, and I think
B2B would be third.
Yeah, honestly thinking about like who's third place, it might be
and
B2B.
then it would be the boys, and then ATEEZ,
and
then Stray Kids.
It'd be Stray Kids.
That's the order.
that's the correct order. Maybe they just read the results wrong. They're too embarrassed.
Maybe, yeah.
That's the new conspiracy theory.
It's not at all.
Absolutely not. That's not ours. All right. This one's another one of our
oh boy.
Another Roman Empire.
Yep.
Roman Empire.
There's too many boy group debuts.
There's too many. Like, there's as much so as we love boy groups,
this year
there's
I feel like
many.
Yeah. There's
way too
in
many.
The past year,
no,
yeah.
Last year was a lot.
30 boy groups it's, last year? It's, like, it's oh, too yeah. many. Too many
it's
boy
so
groups.
Overwhelming that I'm like, where do we put them?
I know.
Like, where do I put them in my brain?
It's insane. And Boys Planet had a lot to do with it, sure. But they were already, like,
but even
15
then,
boy four groups before Boys Planet groups
I mean,
started
here's
debuting.
The thing. Even
so.
Before, if you take out all the Boys Planet groups, it still leaves us with, like, 25
20,
boy groups?
At least 20 something boy groups that have
That's
nothing
so
to do
many.
With Boys Planet. Yeah.
And we're set. Like, we're, wait, 3 months in, the beginning of the third month, we're 2 months in, technically,
yeah.
And we're already at, what, five?
We got, like, four debuts in January, like, it was crazy.
Exactly. Where are we gonna put them all?
There's truly becoming, like, there's too many, it's like, if you thought the industry was saturated before, it's really getting
I
to be
like
too much,
right?
I'm wondering in comparison
sort of
to how many girl groups there are
bubble.
Debuting. Is it, do you there's feel like it's more than girl groups
more.
At the moment?
Way
there's definitely
okay.
more boys.
Yeah.
The thing is with the girl groups is there's a lot of super new girl groups that don't make any waves.
Yeah.
That get, like, 3,000 views.
Right.
Is what we're
but
talking about.
But because boy groups tend to make better physical sales as a whole,
yes.
they like, they're a little bit more relevant in that way.
Here's the thing. I feel like companies tend to be able to debut and maintain more boy groups. Like, for example, just look at, like, your FNC.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at your SM Entertainment. The girl groups they have is the Shambles of Girls' Generation and Red Velvet and now aespa.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to their boy groups, which is still TVXQ, still Super Junior, still SHINee,
yeah.
still EXO, still NCT. Like, you're able to maintain more.
Yeah.
And so you're just, it's so many. You still gotta think about the boy groups from 2005. How am I gonna think about the boy groups of 2025?
Right.
It's so many.
It's insane. There's too many boy groups, not enough. It's like, not enough groups are disbanding that our groups are coming into the industry.
Yeah.
Like, there's an imbalance and there's too many.
We're in some sort of a K-pop economic bubble.
Right.
The bubble's gonna burst.
It will at some
point.
Where
do I put money on that so I can make money when the
yeah,
K-pop
right?
market
when
crashes?
The K-pop boy group market crashes.
That's where I need to spend my money.
Yep.
The K-pop boy group market crash.
God.
Who's here for 2008 recession jokes?
Oh, God.
Ugh.
All right. This one just is a personal thing.
Oh, it is for sure.
Everyone has
I wrote
that
this.
yeah.
Everyone has that one K-pop scandal that pissed them off.
Yep.
This was ours.
Yep,
this
yep.
severely pissed me off. I wanted to throw a table so badly at something. God.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the next one is Garam deserves better. Y'all suck.
It's
which
true.
Is correct.
It's true. Everything about that situation
it's
pissed
just
me
the
off.
Correct
the
opinion.
The part that mainly pissed me off was that people talk about how companies give up on their artists too quickly.
Yes.
They throw them out. And yes. then the minute a company is like, no, she's fine. We did the research. She's fine.
Yeah. Everyone is like, arms. No, absolutely not. Like,
no, kick her out. If the next time a kid gets kicked, when that Rise kid all got kicked out for having a girlfriend, your yep. fault.
Your fault.
Your fault.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Just saying.
How dare he have a girlfriend? Holy shit.
I'm just saying that, like, companies can't defend shit anymore because, well, we tried.
They tried.
And you didn't want
you
it.
You can't say they didn't try because they're trying, but the fandom is really... The fandom as a whole can't agree on what it wants. Like,
no.
Yeah.
The people are just having a bad time. This was just a personal one.
Yep.
We miss Scarum.
It's unfortunate.
Alright. I think this was the perfect one for Marie to read.
Yes.
Oh, this is my big gripe. Holy shit. Because I see this all the time. Rapping fast does not make you a good rapper, period. Because every single fucking time... Oh, okay, I get heated. But like every single time when people say comments about K-pop rappers, first of all, if you want some good rappers, there's a lot of great rappers outside the idol sphere you should check out, frankly, from Korea. But that's besides the point. this is about the idol rappers, of course. Just because you rap fast doesn't mean you're good. I'm sorry. That doesn't make sense. Like, oh, why? See, they're so fucking talented. They can say the words really fucking quick. Yes. Yes, straight kids. Yeah. Looking at you. Everyone says that about them. I'm just like, oh, but other people say they're really good. I'm just like, I mean, sure, they can have that opinion. That's fair. I disagree politely, but that's besides the point. like, but no. Because you need to enunciate. It's more of like word writing. It's about... Fast. In the execution of it. It's not always rapping fast, because rappers in anywhere in the world have different flavors to them. Some sound great rapping fast, others sound better when they're more melodic, others sound better when it's more, like, a spoken word-esque poetry type situation. It really depends. But rapping fast is not a trait that everyone must have to be a good rapper in general, period. A lot of it's also lyric, what type of lyrics you have. The delivery, you know, there's many different factors to it. Rapping fast is, and I say rapping fast because that tends to be the pattern I see when people say, these are the best idol rappers. What's the common trait? Oh, look, they rap freaking fast. Oh, okay. okay. Well, that's okay. Yeah. Yeah, I got heated, but I mean, it's like, it's just frustrating because I see that. I'm just like, just because they rap fast doesn't mean shit that they're good.
It's not a quality. Like, it's not a quality of good rapping. Rapper. Yeah, I mean,
it's not the only quality of good rapping.
It's just some spice. You have to be a good rapper, and then this is like the flavor added later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, this one's a good one. People need to stop demanding and expecting groups to leave their company as an entire group and re-sign to a different company.
Yeah, because at the end of the day...
That doesn't happen that often.
It doesn't.
And also,
everyone wants every group to do it because they were... people said that the year after Blackpink debuted, that they should all collectively bargain to leave together.
And that's not how that works. And on top of that,
this happens.
By the time contracts ends... A lot of those individuals in the group might want to do their own thing.
Even then.
This happens far less than people realize. Because it has happened to a couple of major groups does not mean that this needs to become the expectation for all groups. Like,
yeah.
And also, you it's can't insane. Say that 2 years after the group debuts.
No. Nope.
You also can't say that if it's like, well, in a couple of years when they disband. And I'm like, great, when they disband, they're all going to want to do their own thing.
Right. And it's like, if they're disbanding, there's a reason for it. Like,
exactly. It just feels very, like...
It's very entitled.
Entitlement.
There's a lot of entitlement in the K-pop community, and this is, like, I feel like one of the big ones. It's
Oh, absolutely.
It's annoying.
They want to trade them, like, their sports players. They want to have a K-pop trade.
I hate to say it, there's also the whole legal copyright strikes over names, so it's... kind of hard legally, assuming the company doesn't, assuming the company's on it.
I think they want them to pull a highlight if they can't get the name.
Right.
And then just continue to bash the company forever about, well, you didn't give them the name. I'm like, well, they have every legal right not to.
Right. It's like a couple, like, capitalism works. Because a couple of CEOs are not, like, complete dirtbags and have been nice about it.
And also...
And also, some people have just been rich enough to buy it, I'm assuming, as well, too. So...
That's more the Shinra... Well, I wouldn't say Shinra was rich enough, but that's what, essentially, Shinra did. They had to legally fight for the human
I have a feeling Icon might have had to buy theirs from YG.
I think I don't think YG gave it to them. I think... I bet you it was a stipulation of them signing with 143 that 143 would buy
would figure it out,
I think that might have been how they got... into that company. But no, thinking about it logically is also I don't think that that it's not going to be the result that the fans want, because look at the groups that it has happened for. Take out Shinhwa, because that was so long ago, it almost it's a different industry, right? The major groups people are talking about are Highlight, GOT7, and I guess now Infinite
and GOT7 got their names handed to them as a gift.
And okay, now Icon got it as stipulation for signing with another company, and they've put out one comeback in a year and a half. GOT7 has put out one comeback over the last two-ish years. Highlight had a whole other issue, but they made a whole comeback.
Highlight had to change their names and fight a legal battle that they lost, and then...
That they lost. Yeah.
But, and they basically gave themselves a name of their last EP as Beast. Yep. So... Yes.
But here's the thing. A lot of people expect them to all leave, and it's going to go back to normal, and they're going to put out a comeback a year. None of those groups have put out a comeback a year.
Nope.
They slow down the production, and they just do it as, like, a side hustle. God only knows what's going to happen with Icon. That's just, like, a separate story. Yeah. But, realistically...
Well, Icon's hitting military enlistment, too, so that's going to...
Icon's hitting military enlistment. But, like, looking at it, it feels like they want... What they want, no one has gotten. Like, that's not a thing. So, I don't know. They're always going to be disappointed, even if they get what they want, that they all leave and sign with a different company.
Yeah, people just need to stop expecting and demanding that from groups as
people,
a whole.
Speaking of people demanding things.
Yep. People need to stop demanding temporary project groups extend their contracts or become permanent and then getting upset when they don't.
Stop it's making like, fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
It's like you have to understand. We go through
that's
this
the point of these shows.
Every goddamn
idiots.
Year.
Yeah.
It's like you have to understand what you're getting into when you watch a survival
the
show
only
like this.
One
like
it's
my
ever made
God.
Sense for is IOI because it was new and shiny and then people got a little mad and then we all moved on.
Right.
Wanna One it didn't make sense with. Wanna One Eyes One especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
X One doesn't even matter. We don't ignore that.
People
but, like,
are
I
already
it
expecting
about
it from
ZB1
and Kepler.
People
it's
are
just
already
like,
thinking
oh
about it with
God.
Kepler. It's like, why?
It's like, we just, you keep saying the same shit every time and it's not gonna happen. They try to renegotiate contract lengths every time and the companies are greedy because they want their trainees back who they can then debut
and, like,
and make their
honest,
own money off
they,
of them. Like,
to be honest, they lost that trainee for 2 years.
Yeah.
And they were, then they're the one that spent all the money to train them. Yeah, they kind of want a result on their investment.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine CJ E&M is getting them a good deal on these kids while they're in the group.
I know. It's like you cannot watch
that much money.
You cannot watch a survival show where the intent of the survival show is to make a temporary group and then be upset when they disband. Like, you can't. Like, you have to understand, like, this is literally the point of the show you're watching.
Yeah.
Like, it's,
they made it
you
temporary.
You cannot keep demanding
because if
it
was permanent,
people.
There was no way none of these companies would send trainees over for this goddamn show.
You
That's
made,
how that works.
You made, when you went to watch the show, you entered into, like, they didn't lie to you.
Right.
This wasn't a surprise announcement. You got exactly what you paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a temporary group.
Yep.
That's it.
The only one where you were allowed to be mad is Mix 9 when the group didn't debut at all. Because YG sucks.
Exactly.
But you could be upset then, but...
And you can kind of be upset about X1 because
they
technically
they got,
didn't even go
that
out
wasn't
their
contract. That wasn't their fault.
That wasn't their fault. That's all you can be upset about. And I don't think people are that upset about that.
Nope.
People are still upset about the Wanna One disbandment, and I'm like, move on.
We gotta move on. It's been so long, and people are already getting upset about ZB1, and I'm like, listen, you can't go into this show and expect any type of a different outcome than what has happened in the past. Like, please.
Facts. Maria?
Yeah.
Speaking of facts.
Ooh. Y'all be sexualizing T-boys too much, and that needs to be called out, which conveniently we made an episode on about that. kind of.
We'd have.
So, yes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, fair is fair. If we are to have gender equality, if we're talking so much about the sexualization of younger teen girls, then we gotta talk about it for the boys, too.
People are up in arms about the Lee Seraphim comeback. Sure. We need to be up in arms about everything that happened with Eugene.
Yeah.
You can't have one without the other.
No, and also, what is whatever the situation is with Fantasy Boys, that's also...
Whatever that
that's
is.
That's even a worse situation than what it Eugene is. And Eugene's not a good situation either.
Eugene's not a great situation, nor is anything... I mean, I put it in the thing. Nor is anything that happened with NCT Dream.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. Just saying.
Nope.
I'm just saying that, like, y'all think that these, like, 25-year-old women need to be protected from, you know... anyone looking in their direction, but a 14-year-old boy up for grabs sometimes.
Everyone
should be protected.
We gotta put a hard ban on anyone under, like, 16 being on a survival show is really...
We really do.
It's like, because even if there's one, there's only gotta be one 15-year-old or younger, and South Korea will put them in the group. Because they love to do that.
And the thing is, like, there's multiple, so you gotta pick whichever one's, like, the least of, the best of the poison.
I know, it's like, it happens without fail every time.
Because, like, yeah, it's one of those things where I'm like, I don't think, like, putting a hard ban on, like, anyone debuting.
Right.
But I think there needs to be a hard ban on Survivor Show specifically,
because
they
feel like an entirely more stressful experience, especially when you're in the public eye. And being voted for, it's like, I feel like we gotta put, like, a hard age limit on that. Like, it's gotta be stopped in some way.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. Alright. Oh. This one's my favorite.
Yes. Yes, yes.
The K-pop community craves negativity.
They do.
They do. Because we have the proof of it.
We
make
all the proof.
So many videos.
Negative videos.
Negative.
People go into our negative videos with negative titles.
Yes.
The titles are negative.
Worst songs of all time.
K-pop songs of all time.
Worst songs of this year.
And you're expecting cupcakes and rainbows?
Like, you go in there and you're mad when a song is on there? Like, you, like, what did you, what did you expect on this video?
Are you going to, like, get yourself triggered? Or are you just curious?
They're looking to be mad. They're looking to be mad and they're looking for people to be mad at.
But. They don't watch our best video of all time.
Nope.
No, they don't.
Because our worst videos have... So the one specifically of our, like, clip video that's our worst of all time to our best of all time has 7 times the views.
Yeah.
Every single one of our negative videos, whether that's, like, a worst of the year compared to a best of the year, has double the views.
Yeah.
We get so much more viewership on our worst.
The people crave the negativity.
The people crave the negativity because no one will give you a... Because, like,
well, most K-pop fans and our most K-pop fans, and definitely people who are outside of K-pop, afraid of K-pop fans. We,
absolutely
being
K-pop
fans, not afraid of K-pop fans.
We're not.
So there's nothing they can say to me that would affect me anymore.
We read negative comments and we laugh at them.
It's funny.
If you
want to
know what we do with them,
so
we read them and
it's
we laugh.
It's very delusional.
At them.
We have
it's,
a great
it's literally
time,
just
yes.
music, y'all.
Like, it's a great time.
You're so
but
mad
at
and for
the same time. Everyone wants the K-pop community to be this fun, like, everyone says they want K-pop to be a fun, uplifting community aspect. Why do our worst videos get more views if that's what you want the community to be?
I know.
And also, frankly, I don't care if it is, because almost every fandom community out there has negative aspects to it these days, so it really doesn't matter.
Things to be uplifting.
Yeah.
I think the undercurrent is no one will admit that they want the negativity. Because I love looking at, like, well, people love this thing. But, like, what's, like, what do people think about, like, the worst things? Even if I agree or disagree, it's just good to see, I don't know, it's stuff that doesn't matter.
I know.
My opinion on fucking Momoland does not matter, nor should it matter to you.
It shouldn't.
Sometimes you just need to, like, listen to people, like, talk about things they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time.
Yep.
And if you don't, if that will upset you, why are you watching?
I know.
Kayla.
All right. The men in K-pop are still making better music than the women.
I think that should be the motto of this podcast.
That is. That's one of our other motto of the podcast.
For me, it's more so it depends situation, but.
I'm not saying the girls ain't doing, but they ain't doing it.
Like the men.
Like the men. The boys out here, the boys. The gender, not the group.
Yes.
The boys, not the boys' trademark. Not the boys' trademark.
Not the boys' TM. The boys, the gender. Thriving. Look at what you have. We got 30 K-pop boy group debuts, and like 27 of them were great.
I know.
Like, you got boys in all the spheres. K-J-pop is mostly dominated by men in terms of sheer quantity.
Mm-hmm. Like, yep.
I don't know what else to tell you, man.
They're making great music, and they will continue to make great music. Hell yeah.
The women have, some of the women are thriving, and those women are thriving.
Right.
But there's less of them.
Definitely less of them.
And it's like always the same, like, it's always the same women.
Yeah.
The men spread around the love a little bit more, because it's like more men are thriving.
Right.
Maria?
Yeah. Oh,
we talked about this one before.
Oh, yeah.
There are too many pre-release, pre-debut songs these days. Yeah, there's like a lot of build-up, but not enough to like get to the point.
Promotions are so goddamn long now.
It's confusing.
It's confusing and it's useless, and I don't.
It's giving Japanese promotions, honestly.
It is giving very Japanese promotions.
Which, like, it depends if you're used to that and you don't mind that, sure, but yeah.
No, the thing. See, the thing is we're used to it now that we follow JO1 and KJ-pop. I still don't like it for K-pop.
But here's the thing. I think there's a difference between the J-pop and the K-pop because. In the K-pop, I feel like what you're doing is, like, 1 week and then 2 weeks later and then 2 weeks later. In J-pop, I feel like you do one to announce that the album's coming.
Yeah.
And then you get, like, a month build-up and then you get the second one and then slowly you get all the B-sides.
Well, what J-pop tends to do...
I feel like I have, like, five title tracks.
Which J-pop tends to do is they release the title track, like, a month before the actual album comes out. Yeah.
And then they release something else.
Yeah, and then they release the album.
And then they release... Yeah, they release something, like, a B-side or a secondary track around the album release.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, to, like, remind you that it's happening.
So it's different.
It's a different kind of vibe. Because, like, I clearly know the title track in a... What's it called?
In a J-pop release, yeah.
I don't clearly know the title track anymore. And I think the person that's mainly the culprit here is JYP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everyone else is doing it a little bit differently. JYP is confusing the shit out of everybody.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Because no one knows what the title track is anymore. I genuinely thought we had already had that twice title track. Like, when did that other, like, a month ago?
It was a long time ago, yeah.
When we got I Got You, I was like, oh, it's the title track, cool. Let's move on with my life. And then we got, and I was like, that's a weird title track for twice, but like, maybe they're going more, you know, chillin' vibes.
Right.
Perhaps. And then I just get one spark one day, and I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
What is this? Is it a B-side? And then I listen to it, and it's like, oh no, this is a title track.
Yep.
This is an actual title track. Traditional. I don't know, it just felt very, what's happening, JYP?
I know.
At least figure out a schedule that makes sense.
Oh, here we go.
2-4-K, we're ahead of their time.
We've said it before.
Period.
Still true. Yep.
They were
making music ahead of their time, and they were not appreciated when they were around.
They were the noise music. Look, most I'll say this. You want to know where K-pop's going? Listen to new good boy groups.
Yep.
They weirdly know it.
They know
what's happening.
They're a couple years early, but they know.
Think about this. We had a bunch of chill shit like 2 years ago with the new good boy groups.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at the chill shit.
Someone's got to do a study on that, on the new good boy groups and how well they predict current K-pop trends.
You want us to bring our statistics back?
I don't even know if it's something that you can really statistically track.
There's got to be vibe check. We should vibe check it. It's like, what are the new groups and then what are the top 5-10 K-pop songs of the year?
Right, right.
And see how they correlate.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Like, with enough of, like, a 3-year delay.
Right, right.
I think it works.
That would be...
But, you know, 2-4-K...
2-4-K ahead of their time.
Ahead of their time.
Exactly.
We'll always have a place in our hearts and in
yes,
the...
Yes, yes.
the pantheon of the knee slapping K-pop podcast.
Oh, yeah. Of course. We would rather have a group just disband rather than them continuing to release mini comebacks with a fraction of the members. Because it's like, what's the point? Like, really, what are we still doing here?
Because, like, the music is so inherently different than what the whole group was releasing.
And it's worse. It's worse music.
I'm not talking when, like, one member leaves. I'm talking when, like, you were seven people and now you're three.
Vix, I'm looking at you.
Vix, I'm looking at you. You were six people, now you're three of you, and you're making weird pseudo-ballads.
Yeah.
Because you have none of your interesting members left.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Leo and Ken. Less sorry for you, Hyuk.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's really... What's the point?
I don't know.
What are we doing still?
Just put us all out of our misery.
Yeah.
Do your solo stuff, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Go become a Twitch streamer. I don't know.
Honestly.
It just feels very, why am I here?
Very pointless when they're just making worse music.
Ooh.
Next one's spicy, and I have a lot to say about it.
And it might actually be, like, the whole reason we made this.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Boy group fans have at minimum a baseline knowledge of popular girl groups. But girl group stands refuse to acknowledge the existence of boy groups. I don't know what this is. This applies to someone who's pretty 50-50, but...
Well, if you're 50-50, you have a baseline knowledge of both. I'm saying people that self-proclaim themselves as girl group stands.
Mm-hmm.
That self-proclaim themselves as girl group
stands. No clue what's going on with boy groups.
They don't have
no idea.
They know BTS and Seventeen. And then... the layer deeper of like your Boy Next Door, your P1
no
Harmony,
I wouldn't I would say those SF9, groups
your
no
Pentagon.
No who? Clue no clue who any no of those idea. Are I know there are girl group stands no idea who ZB1 even is, no idea it's, who Rise is, no idea and, who any of the big new boy groups from last year are at all, no clue.
And here's the thing, all those girl group fans, big fans of Kepler, and I'm like, that's just the next season of the show you watch.
It's insane that you can know Kepler and not know ZB1 even exists. Insane.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
like, the thing is, when you're a boy group stan, I don't think I've met a boy group stan that's just like, well, yeah, I don't have
yeah, no idea
who
Ive is or anything. It's like, yes.
New Jeans? Never heard of them. Right. Who are they? They knew?
Yeah. Boy group stans, like, you know the girl groups and the popular girl groups and what they're doing. It's like, yeah, that's just because you're just consuming K-pop.
You don't know members.
Like, yeah.
You don't know members and you might not enjoy it.
But you've at least heard of, I mean, bare minimum, you've heard of them. Maybe you listen to them or you like their music. Like,
you know, maybe if you're, like, really into the boy groups, you don't realize, like, you know, IVE is a branch group of IZ*ONE.
Right.
Sure. Fine. Don't get into specifics. But, like, you've heard of them.
Right.
You know who, you know Lee Seraphim.
Right.
It's like, you can't be that. It just, I feel like, a level of, like, I don't need to know.
Right.
That girl group stans have.
Yeah.
And that have so, like, insulated themselves because there's so much of K-pop that is so girl group specific that you don't ever need to be even encountered with a boy.
And I have there's a lot of girl group fans who said they just won't even touch boy group music because it's too noisy, and I'm like, that's not boy group recent boy group and music then, at all. And I'm like, that is also, what boy group music used to sound like. It's not what it sounds like now, and because you think that's what boy group music sounds like, you just won't even listen to anything else. And
yeah,
that's not even what it sounds like anymore.
And at the same time, it's also not what all boy group music ever sounded like.
No.
There was always a lot of boy groups not doing noise.
Yeah.
True.
Even a lot of popular boy groups not doing noise.
I know. It's insane.
It feels like
it could just also be, though, a preference of, like, preferring
but
woman
the
singing
thing.
Than guy singing.
A preference.
You never know.
I have a preference, but that doesn't mean that I'm, like...
I'm never going to listen
it
to girl
feels
group
like
music.
Ignorance.
Like, I listen to girl
like,
group music. If I like it, I listen to
yeah.
entire other part
yeah,
of
Yeah, it is. It's purposeful is the thing. It's a purposeful,
and, like, a
like
times,
refusing to acknowledge boy groups exist.
And at the same time, it almost feels like the only time it's mentioned is, like, to be like, oh, well, that group you like, I've never heard of them.
Yeah.
Like, it almost feels like a pride thing. It's
I know.
Like, that doesn't make you special.
Doesn't
it
make you better
you
in any
ignorant.
Type of way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels
it's
like
annoying.
Willful ignorance masked as pride.
Yeah, it's very annoying, and I've noticed it's very common, so.
It just feels like a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm like, why would you want to do that to
I know.
Yourself?
I don't know.
And it's like, I get if you like girl groups, sure, that's fine. If you enjoy
girl groups, sure, but I don't know if I'm just someone that's like curious about things where I'm just like, why wouldn't you like to have a baseline knowledge about what else is happening in a community that you seem to think you're a part of?
Right, right. It's like, you don't. I'm not asking you to even listen to them. I'm asking you to know that they exist. Exactly. Like, ever heard of them once before, which like, is not hard at all. Look, if you're on TikTok, it's not hard. Every
member of 8turn.
Yeah.
I'm not even asking you to know who 8turn is.
Right.
But maybe you should know who Rise is.
Right.
Maybe you should know that, like, NCT, one of the biggest boy groups, is having another unit.
Right.
Maybe. Just saying.
All right. It's annoying.
Last one. You should not feel entitled to having English subtitles on every piece of variety content an idol is in.
Yeah.
This used to be a really big thing when idols would do V-Lives.
Yeah.
That's true.
And also used to be a really big thing
when V-Live
back existed, in my day as a K-pop grandma, when everything used to be fan subtitles.
Yes.
That's true.
And it used to take weeks.
Yes.
And sometimes there would be a lot more nuances to certain and, like, phrases times, in Korean that would explain.
A lot of times, you just wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
They'd get halfway through and then they'd be like, I got busy. That was it.
Yeah.
And you had half an episode. Godspeed. That was, and then everything got subtitled.
Yeah.
And then you'd have V-Lives where people are like, speak English. And it's like, no, they're in their hotel
like,
room.
How about no?
Leave them alone.
This is just the entitlement in the K-pop community. It's like, you have to understand that these are mainly Korean speaking people making content for South Korea. Like, if you don't have English subtitles immediately, you can't start yelling about it. Like, you're not entitled to English subtitles on anything in the first place. Like, calm down.
When it's like not something that airs on television or is made by the company, when it's like a fucking dorm room vlog.
Right, right.
Let them be.
Or if like there's an Instagram live or something and someone has subtitled it, like, get over yourself. Like, you are not entitled to that immediately.
You're also like, no offense, you don't need to watch every piece of media that these people make.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they want to keep in touch, but like, V-Lives are meant to be like, hey, are you up? Come watch.
Right.
Exactly.
You don't need to watch the whole thing the day after.
Right.
It's fine.
It's fine. Like, you will be okay.
Like, it's fine, and just, like, I feel like let them be people. Because also, you don't know how comfortable they are with the English language. I don't care if they grew up in the States.
Right.
And, like, lived here for 15 years.
If they don't want to speak in English, they don't have to. Yeah.
You should not feel entitled to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, like, the big thing I think K-pop fans need to remember first and foremost, at the end of the day, the main audience is Korean. That's the goal. The main audience will be Korean. That's who they're mainly trying to get.
And like,
everything else is a bonus, you know?
And, like, even if, like, now K-pop is so international, maybe their main audience is international fan base, at the end of the day, they are people that deserve respect. And, like, if they don't feel comfortable speaking in English at that moment, respect it. The same way that, like, you shouldn't feel like, oh, they have to do a live, like, thing. It's like, no, if they don't want to, they don't want to.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I always see comments in these lives too. Everyone's just like, say something in English, speak Spanish.
Oh my god, leave them alone, please.
And that's why I want to say, like, I want to reach across my stream and just bitch slap some people. Just like, shut up. I'm sorry, it's not my fault you chose to follow a group that speaks a totally different language you don't really understand. Sorry.
Right.
But that's, like, shocker.
Because, like, we've talked about this with following K-J-pop and us just not being able to understand, like, a lot of updates about groups because it's majorly in Japanese and they're not something that has, like, major, like,
enough
subtitle
of a fan
outlets.
Community. Yeah.
And we're not out here, like, bitching about it and saying how they need to give us updates in English. It's like, no, we recognize that that's in a language we do not speak, and that just means we're not going to know every single update that's going on over there. Like, you can't just feel entitled.
Like,
to
we just wait for new sites and other fan translations to tell the deets if they want to. So, and respect to those guys who do put in the time to do it, because unfortunately, I think some of y'all need to remember, Korean and Japanese are considered to be some of the hardest languages for an English speaker to learn. In general, along with Chinese and Arabic. So,
again, I do think a lot of the fan translators are Korean American.
Yeah.
But just, it's a lot of time.
Yeah.
It is
time. It's a lot of time for people to do for free. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. These people are doing it for free. They have either day jobs or schooling. They're doing something with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And yep, they're doing this as a courtesy
to
others. That is it's a free thing that they are doing to be nice. They can stop at any point. And I know, especially back from the time back when things were mostly fan translated. Right. Some people did.
Yeah.
Because it got to the point where people were like expecting them to, especially if they were doing it for shows.
Yep.
They're like, I'm done. Y'all are assholes. Y'all are I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they have every right to do that. It just feels very, why do you gotta be an asshole about it? Why you gotta ruin good things?
Yep.
So that's some of our unpopular opinions.
Yep. So a lot of them are ones we've talked about a lot before. Well, some of them are new and spicy. So I assume like all our unpopular opinion shows, because the K-pop community craves negativity, this will get more listens than usual. So
I think y'all need the reality check that the K-pop community craves negativity. Yes, that's also what the unpopular opinions videos are.
Yep, that's what these are negativity.
Just saying.
Here we are again.
Crave it. I'm giving the people what they want.
They do. Oh,
that's our new tagline.
The people crave negativity.
Are you not entertained?
I think we should put that on our banner.
We should absolutely need to add that to the banner.
Just quote Gladiator. Are you not entertained?
Absolutely love it.
All right. So we are available on all major podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We also put all of our episodes on YouTube, where we post clip videos occasionally as well. And with that, we will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.